who has been, in fact, affected by the water cartridges. And Johannes in Strandfontein, good morning.
Good morning, Abongile. How are you, my friend?
Fantastic. How are you, Baba?
Me, I'm living on the drip system.
Oh, are you serious?
What happened to me? I rent a cottage from somebody in Strandfontein, and this guy was naughty. He hasn't paid his municipal accounts for a long time. I wasn't aware of it. And one day the council came and just cut my water and put it on the drip system.
Oh, my goodness. So
I've been on the drip system for a month. And we managed to survive. We're innovative and we survive quite okay. You know, the only problem comes when it comes to, washing clothing. Because, we need sort of larger amounts of water. But I've been on the drip system for a month and we've survived, yeah.
So you're saying, it's not necessarily such a bad thing,
No. We adapt quite easily, To the beginning it was a bit of a slip, but we've adapted, and until such time as man pays his municipal bill, we're going to be on the drip system.
Mm. I suppose what you're saying to the listeners, listen, this thing is coming. Let's embrace it. Let's understand why it's there, and we can actually survive.
Yes, and by default, I've been on water rationing for a month. So I can't see why the city can't just put everybody on the drip system one time. So they can feel what it's all about.
Okay.
The bottom line is just survival. I mean, we're going okay. I mean,
All right. Johannes, I hear you loud and clear.
Not even 2 minutes shower because the shower doesn't work.
So you have to make a plan. All right. Johannes, thank you so much. Johannes in Strandfontein, thank you.